This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, February 27th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. The North County Police Cooperative confirming a man's body was found in the front yard of a home in Beverly Hills overnight. The location is the 6800 block of Natural Bridge. Police say the man had been shot.
This week's St. Louis County Board meeting involved more tension between the county executive and the board's chair.
I'd like to close with a quick update on Proposition B.
County Executive Dr. Sam Page says feedback from the public is that B is bad.
B is a grab for power, and B is an attempt to interfere with serving the community.
Council Chairwoman Rita Hurd-Days took exception with Page using the council meeting for politics.
I would admonish the fact that this is not a campaign meeting. We do not do campaign work here. If you continue to do that, we will have to also make comments regarding the issues that we have on Proposition B.
When Page tried to respond, Hurd-Days told the executive he was not recognized. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The St. Louis City Police Department's firing range has been shut down and is in need of repairs. The chief says this was planned for months.
St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy says they knew as recently as this summer they would have to shut down the range to make the needed repairs.
We were already looking at it mid-summer without knowing that we're going to have to close the range down. It was a matter of back in September. Where can we get the money? We knew we were going to have a shutdown and have to make other conditions of where our officers could be certified.
Tracy says they have a contractor in place and engineers have taken a look at the facility. He adds nothing would have changed in this process to shut down and repair the gun range if the state were in control of the St. Louis Police Department instead of the city. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
I am very pleased and proud to present a check for $1 million to the Backstoppers.
Guns N' Hoses event organizers come this through brings, again. Wednesday's donation brings the total support up to $13 million over the history of the charity boxing event. The event first began in 1987.
A former Afton Middle School teacher admits to possessing images and videos of child sexual abuse. 38-year-old Scott Ellis pleaded guilty after investigators found 72 images on his cell phone and hundreds of videos. He faces up to 20 years in prison.
After pressure from several Missouri lawmakers, a public defender employee has been fired for his role in the 2007 murder and rape of his 9-year-old stepdaughter.
Joplin State Rep. Lane Roberts has confirmed to Missouri Net that David Spears no longer works for the system that provides legal defense for poor people. Spears' friend, Christopher Collings, was executed last December for the rape and murder of Rowan Ford of Southwest Missouri Stella. Spears took a plea deal and pleaded guilty to reduced charges in 2012 for his role in the crimes. After Spears was released from prison, he began working for the Missouri Public Defender System's West Plains office in 2016. Marshall Griffin, Missouri Net.
A South Suburban Chicago man's arrest has been arrested for allegedly making a threat against the governor of Illinois. We get more from Nancy Hardy.
They did not say what the threat was about, but state police say it came in an email to Governor Pritzker's Office of Constituent Affairs on January 9th. After an investigation, police say they arrested Michael DiCenzo of Crete on Tuesday this week without incident. Will County prosecutors have charged the 49-year-old with threatening a public official and harassment by electronic communications, both felonies.
The city of Alton will hold a meeting tonight to discuss the recent rounds of flooding that have hit the river town. The meeting will update citizens on the potential projects and plans Alton is considering to mitigate floods downtown, along with proposed timelines. Severe flooding in Alton killed an elderly couple this past July. The city also saw flooding and mudslides due to heavy rainfall in November.
A group of Missouri political leaders met yesterday at the state capitol to work on a plan to keep the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals in Missouri.
Members of the Jackson County Legislature and Kansas City Council visited Jefferson City to meet with Governor Mike Kehoe, as well as House and Senate leaders, to find a path forward. In a statement from House Speaker Jonathan Patterson, he says, quote, "We all understand that the citizens of Jackson County need property tax relief before they vote to keep the Chiefs at Arrowhead. The House of Representatives will work on legislation next week that addresses property tax relief, beginning with H.J.R. 23, which will allow Jackson County to finally have an elected assessor," unquote. The legislation is likely one piece of the plan to keep the teams in Missouri. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
From the KMOX Business Desk, the developer proposing a new mixed-use building on the site of the former Boy Scout building in the Central West End has withdrawn that proposal. According to St. Louis Alderman Michael Browning, Keeley Properties cites the city's process for approving demolition of that Boy Scout building, which could cost them more than $1 million. According to Browning, this is bad news for the city, which gets zero tax dollars from the current site on West Pine because it is owned by a nonprofit. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.